We can tell by the music it's Indie Can time. Your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. This is episode 139. We got a bunch of new CDs. Some of them are brand new to me, and I'm looking forward to sharing them with you. We caught up with I Know Karate from Windsor, Ontario, when they were here to play the Cathedral in Toronto. But let's get started with Remedy. This is Up From the Bottom.
Still in love, but I'm so over you, and the things you say, and the games can I say? What can I do? You're still in love, but I'm so over you. And the things you say, and the games you play. There's nothing that can take it away.
That's Little Sunday with Let It Go. Did it sound like a good summer driving music? That's kind of my theme for this show. We had the Mission District, So Over You, before that. And we started out with something brand new to me, Remedy, Up From the Bottom. I really loved that. I think we're off to a good start. Speaking of driving music, the band I Know Karate describes their music as driving music. In fact, they have a disclaimer on their CD that they are not responsible for driving infractions while listening to their music. Anyway, we should get to that. My God, why don't we do that now? Who's that on the phone?
Hey, this is Jen. I'm not around, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can, okay? Bye.
Jennifer, please pick up the phone. Jenny, I don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, wait, he's a good guy. Jenny, I don't know why I even tried. Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jenny, I wanna be the one who holds you. Jennifer, wait, he's on my team. Jenny, I know you know what I mean. Jennifer, call me on the phone. Jenny, I don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, wait, he's a good guy. Jenny, I don't know why I even try. Why do I even? Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jennifer, please don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, pick up your phone. Jennifer, I just wanna be with you. Jennifer, we can start something new. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, pick up your phone, yeah, pick up your phone. Jennifer, I'm so in love. Jenny, you came from up above. Jennifer, wait, I'm out of luck. Jenny, I just want to maybe. Jennifer, call me on the phone. Jenny, I don't want to be alone. Jennifer, wait, he's on my team. Jenny, I know you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean. Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jennifer, please don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, pick up your phone. Jennifer, I just wanna be with you. Jennifer, we can start something new. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, 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 pick up your phone.
Belonging to
Jen
is full.
Jennifer, call me on your phone. Jennifer, please don't wanna be alone. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, pick up your phone. Jennifer, I just wanna be with you. Jennifer, we can start something new. Jennifer, please pick up your phone. Pick up your phone, yeah, 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 pick up your phone.
I'm Bobby.
I'm Jake.
I'm Chris, and we're in I Know Karate, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Windsor music scene, what's going on there?
There's a lot going on with the Windsor music scene.
It's hot?
It's really hot right now. There's so many different types of genres and bands that are really doing something special down there.
So who in particular put Windsor back on the map again? What do you think was the catalyst for the music scene coming alive?
In recent years, probably the biggest acts that have come out of there is Never Ending White Lights. We've had some regional success with bands that have crossed over to Michigan with bands like One Man's Opinion, Ashes of Soma. In the 90s, everybody remembers the Tea Party as being the big band that came out of the area.
Sure, Jeff Martin's still
absolutely
huge, right?
Absolutely.
Huge influence on current
actually,
bands.
Jeff Burrows has a new project going on now with Crash Karma. And I think Edwin is involved
from
with
my
that
mother
from My Mother.
Yeah, so. He's involved with that with Jeff Burrows
Edwin
right now.
From,
no, he's not originally from. No, he's not originally from Windsor. I know Burrows is, but I think Edwin's
West Coast guy. I think.
Yeah.
Oh no, kidding. Yeah.
But, I could be
but
wrong.
Still,
I don't know.
There's a connection.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a connection. And what about radio? Is the university doing anything to help indie music? What about some of the mainstream media?
I think it's really difficult as far as the radio is concerned in Windsor because of the CanCon regulations that they have some exemptions to, so they don't have to play as much Canadian content with the mainstream radio.
Right.
So it's more difficult to break in on that. But the radio market in Detroit is supposed to be the fifth largest in North America. So you know you've got a really large audience if you do make it on there. We were lucky enough to get on some indie shows on radio stations, and that works out really well. As far as the university radio station goes, they really try their best to specifically play exactly what the mainstream radio is not playing.
Yeah.
So for us, where we kind of walk the line between what normally would be conceived to be on the radio and what is actually on the radio right now, we kind of fall into the crevice. But I think we're peeking our head out now.
Because I mean, you're not a boy band, but you know, because you have some pop sensibilities, to you might fall through some of the cracks where it, you know, well, they're not indie, they're pop, so you should be on, you know, chorus entertainment radio stations, or you should be on right. some of the mainstream or something. And you go, well, yeah, but right, you know.
I think that's one of our biggest challenges right now is to actually find where we belong.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that we're having fun right now, and
yeah.
we have enough success to keep us going. But I think your point is really valid. The fact that, you know, an alternative rock station will tell us we belong more on a hot AC station, and they'll tell us we belong more on an indie station.
Yeah.
And so we kind of get pushed around. Everyone enjoys the music, just nobody's willing to, you know, take that chance and put it on, except
yeah.
for, like I said, aforementioned a few stations who have given us that shot.
Now, let's talk about the new recording project you're doing.
Yes.
And with all of these struggles you've had, is that going to influence the types of songs that you put out on this next record?
Absolutely not. You know, if you don't believe in what you're doing, then why do it?
Yeah.
So we really believe that, you know, especially because the economy the way it is, the way the music scene has been for the last 10 years, I think people are ready for a little bit more happy, kind of go-lucky entertainment, just feel-good music. And what we're trying to do is provide, you know, that sort of thing for them.
Well, that does go in waves, right? You know, when, you know, they have very conservative governments, you get more of the punky, metal-y kind of phenomena going on. And there's this all this hope in the USA. Whether it's founded or not, I don't know, but I think you're right. I think there's going to be more of a, we're not angry anymore. Let's dance a bit.
We're
let's have a few
it.
Drinks.
We're hoping.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, brown eyes. Please don't. Yeah.
what will be different about the new recording?
Well, the biggest difference is Bobby. He's joined the band as of, what, almost 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years now.
Yeah, on drums. And I think he adds a really dynamic element to the writing process. He has some fantastic ideas that aren't even on drums. And his drum work itself is much more dynamic and diverse than what we have previously had. So I think the music is going to be more of the same, but just better.
Well, Bobby, that said, what are your musical influences? What motivated you to become a drummer, and what are you listening to?
No, I'm probably straight from the classic rock. Like, growing up with my dad, he's always listened to, like, Kiss, Alice Cooper, even Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, all those guys. So, like, all those drummers, that's where it started, really, with all the, like, Neil Peart and Neil Smith and all those guys. That's probably where they really, really started, and I still watch those guys and still just admire what they do. So,
Have you talked to these guys about, incorporating a drum solo into the live show then?
We had a little sound problem last time, and I think I kind of fixed it with a drum solo, so, that worked out pretty good.
So yeah, all you're looking for is one broken string, and then you cut loose, right?
That's what I wait for.
Green light.
Okay, so for people listening and Googling you now, can you please spell once and for all, I Know Karate, for listeners?
It is I-N-O-K-E space E-R-R-A-T-I.
And what kind of drunken party did that come out of? How was that name born?
Scrabble.
Yeah.
Scrabble. A fierce game of Scrabble.
That went awry.
Hard fought. a couple bottles that too many or not enough. I don't know how you want to look at it, but the letters fell where they did, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it rolled off the tongue, sounded all right. Let's go with it.
That's pretty crazy, man. Okay, thanks. Have a great show tonight. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for coming out, Joe. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, la-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. is like an H-bomb. You blow and raise my heart when you thrust through me. You kick the dust right through this gas cloud. Head rush black, you'll beat me black and blue. There are stars set in your
Drowning Girl.
This next song is Dead or Alive on IndieCan.
They never thought you'd stoop so low. Kick, fight, scream, you get off and you go. And I back to the square room, baby. Hardcore, that's like a lady. Then you fall down, there's nothing left to show.
This song is called Perfect.
Sir.
Dan Loach on drums, Ed Medici on keyboards, Peter Hammond on vocals and guitars, Hans Novak on vocals and bass, Sean Hendy on guitar and saxophone. We're Loud Love. IndyCan, thank you. We love you from behind. Wow!
President of Twist Image and podcaster and blogger over at Six Pixels of Separation, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Yeah, ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
All right.
You?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
100 songs to the morning, 100 years to the light. And if she sings one song to the morning, 100 more may long to fly this way. In all the years it took arising, a freedom peaks and starts again, and we wonder why we are falling. Calling on our fears today, and if she sings one song to the morning, 100 more may long to fly this way, and if you listen, you can hear the blood of 100 hearts beating back our darkest ways. 100 songs we'll be learning. We'll be learning. We'll be singing along. And if she sings one song to the morning, 100 more may long to fly this way, and if you listen, you can hear the blood of 100 hearts beating back our darkest ways, our darkest ways, our darkest ways.
Thunder your words and each direction, drank ourselves so silly with everything within arms reach, with arms reach in my charming speech that says a word it's saying handsome. Could you please pay the waitress?
Yeah, it takes a number, but the, let me say conversing now for medical these excuses, but I can't find a hotel. Can we just bring my body? I don't care where. Let you bury my body. I don't care where. Let you bury my body. I don't care where. In dozens of ditches to choose from. Let you bury my body. I don't care where. Would you bury my body? I don't care where. But just bury my body. I don't care where. In dozens of ditches to choose from. Yes, but I know. Let you bury my body. I don't care where. Let you
everywhere. And when I do to my body, it's not your concern. When I do to my body, no, I never learn. No, I never learn. Oh, what you do to my body, you don't care where. What you do to my body, you don't care where. What you do to my body, you don't care where. If it doesn't, you get to choose. Bury my body, don't care where. Give me dozens of ditches to choose from.
A lot of music I left you with since we last talked at I Know Karate. And again, for those of you trying to Google it, it's I-N-O-K-E, new word, E-R-R-A-T-I, I Know Karate. What we just heard was On the Phone from Parlovar, if I've pronounced that right, P-A-R-L-O-V-R. It's all about the spelling this week, I'll tell you. Episode 139. You'll remember it for the spelling problems. Okay, and that's kind of a Brit rock sound. you know, from Montreal. So we should have more of that. Before that was a band that is called Something Fatal. And this album is full of all sorts of very cool, meaningful titles. Titles like Chicks Dig Scars, Not Problems. Hang the Lights and Turn on the Prisoners. And we heard track two off of that album entitled Good Night, Nurse. So nice work. I think they're from Tillsonburg or Port Dover, some sort of tobacco growing. Do they even grow tobacco anymore? Part of Ontario. Before that, we were on a little bit of a nostalgic Live at IndieCan kick. We had 5440. They were in the studio at XM. Well, it was an acoustic set. Neil Osborne, Dave Genn, and Tom Hooper, whom some of you would know from Grapes of Wrath. Before that, an Ottawa band that I just love to see live. They're called Loud Love, a song called Perfect. That was recorded when we were in Ottawa. Before that, we had a couple from Drowning Girl, and that goes back to, you can check the archives, but I think it's episode 60, maybe 66. Try that, but, you know, take your time, cruise around, you'll find it. And let's see, what was before that? Pieces is the name of the song. Now, where is it from? Oh, right, that was I Know Karate. Okay, so we've done our job here. A couple more to go. Some new music. We've got a band from Toronto called Lion Ride. We're going to go loud and proud. And on deck, we've got Galore. This is what you would call old Galore from, I think, about 2005 or 2006. But I understand from Barry Walsh that they are planning another release sometime in 2009. So that's something to look forward to. And that's it for me. I'm out of here. Enjoy the rest of the show. Check in with IndieCan.com. We've got lots of stuff to help while the time away. And thanks for supporting Canadian independent music.
want the world to say please with your new designer skin. You don't get dirty from the mess that you're in. You knock the world on its ass. You cut your lines while you're cutting class. You're all over my TV. I don't think I like what I see. Your marketing team has brought you far. But your skater boy crashed your car. It's no big deal, there's nothing wrong. Cause we'll always be singing that song. Outing Queen Superstar, why don't you look my way? Why won't you tell us all you've got something to say? Outing Beat Bobby Doll, steal your youth away. We'll get it back someday. Covers you were on. You were the one, you were the first. Now we have to prepare for the worst. They fired up the assembly line. There'll be 50 more of you in no time. Outing Queen Superstar, why don't you look my way? Why won't you tell us all you got something to say?
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.
From what? Okay, so what do you... Okay, alright, here we go. Okay, so the album's done now?
The crickets are back.
Yeah, okay.
The album is over.
Thanks for buying our record or stealing it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check us out on the web.
Yeah.
Do it.
Look at us there.
Look at us.
All of our glory.
Always looking.
Pictures and... internet stuff. But thanks for checking us out. I know karate. I think we'll have to do that one all over again.
Are you still there?